Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Cam Schlittler looked like he had ice in his veins. You send a rookie to the mound in a win-or-go-home situation. He doesn't just deliver. He dominates. Aaron, how was he able to so easily navigate through that lineup?
The star's born tonight. He's a special kid, man. I'm telling you, it's obviously amazing stuff. But he's shown us this from the jump. Like, he is not afraid. He expects this. And, I'm not going to say what he told me last night, but I'm not surprised at all by what he did.
Was he talking about Lucy to Aaron Boone the night before?
Was he
already talking about what he was going to DM Lucy?
Yeah, he won't say what it is. I think Hogdale might have been Hogdale's call. Would have been similar to that.
I'm not even going to tell him.
Can't even tell you
what he said to me. My goodness.
Oh, my God.
I mean, whatever it is, Schlittler was lights out last night.
Be worried about this guy?
There's no doubt about it. I out of all of my takes,
yeah.
I thought the Red Sox were going to win. I thought Duran was going to come through.
No, I thought
like four different Red Sox were going to homer last night.
No.
The worst one, though, was they're going to dominate Schlittler.
The thing that I screwed up was I thought they'd get at least two guys to second base. I thought ahead of time they might even get a runner in scoring position. Oh, they got one. Sorry. They did get one. Yeah, they got one.
Wild. I was so shocked.
Wrong and wronger. That was us.
I was so shocked when he came back out for the eighth. And, like, disappointed. Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe it's going to be Weaver or somebody in the eighth and they still have a shot.
They have a chance.
Yeah, like, again, the rationalizing, like, the bargaining. Yeah,
let them pitch the ninth, for God's sake.
At that point, they might as well. What do you throw in the eighth? Seven pitches?
Something like that.
Something like that where he just cooked.
Seven!
And it's like,
yeah, he was.
Yeah, at that point, you might as well let him go out there.
I don't see why not.
But, no, I was still half hoping. I'm like, he's done after seven. Then they showed how Boone.
Seven!
Boone let him walk right past and didn't say anything.
He was at 107.
Yeah.
He definitely could have got a complete game.
I mean, I was so, when he came back out for the eighth, I'm like, crap.
Yeah.
I really thought we were getting one of their bum-ass relievers, and I thought there was a chance.
And then you know what was also super obnoxious was at the end of the game when they were talking about how good this guy was, which he was. Like, he was awesome. And Garrett Cole's in the dugout, and they're like, well, next year they're going to have, like, Cole and Freed and Rodon and Schlittler, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
that's bad. Oh, you're not worried about that?
I'm not worried about Cole.
Cole's nasty, though. Not against the Red Sox,
well,
which is good.
That's why I'm not worried.
He has like a 2 ERA against everybody else.
But it doesn't worry me if the Red Sox have to face him. That doesn't worry
me. No, that's true. I guess you can beat him, but it just helps them be good, is my point.
I mean, Schlittler was like, that performance was, we were not alive for this, Keith, but the way our parents talk about Ken Dryden, like, just, like, young kid out of nowhere locked it down.
Yeah.
That's, like, how I feel like people, and who knows.
Like, or, like, Doc Gooden.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what Schlittler's going to turn into. And, like, obviously.
He could be terrible.
You know, Dryden stopping pucks in the sky now. Yeah. But unbelievable
no
Hall
doubt.
Of Fame career. But, like, the way he came out of nowhere and just locked it down, I feel like that's the way people talk about Dryden. And I thought the Red Sox were going to win this series and continue to have the upper hand on Yankees fans and... Yeah, if the Yankees don't win a World Series, I guess they do, but that one stung last night.
Oh, it really did. And it's one of those things where we've seen a lot of young pitchers come up and help a team in the bullpen. Right? You've seen a lot of guys, like David Price was one of those guys for the Rays. Or remember K-Rod before he really turned into K-Rod was sick with the Angels coming up. These young guys, you're like, an inning or two. Or even like, you know, Peyton Tolley getting out of a bases loaded jam. Like, that's cool. That's awesome. Like, what a great moment for that.
Yeah, that was sweet.
How about eight scoreless with 12 Ks? Like, guys usually don't start, let alone go that deep into games.
How about something that's never been done in the history of the sport?
Like, that's just silly.
Unreal. Here's Cora on Schlittler last night, who, again, completely and totally shut down the Red Sox. Here he is.
Alex, I wonder what you think about the performance of their starter tonight.
We needed to be perfect tonight because he was perfect. I mean, the stuff is outstanding. He was under control. That was electric. That was electric.
Okay.
Yoshida had him. Yoshida knew what he was doing against him. He just needed some ducks on the pond. There were no ducks. He never had any ducks on the pond.
They were
just slapping these singles to the outfield, getting to first base, and that was it.
Sans ducks.
Yeah.
And they needed a few more ducks.
If Jaren Duran gets on base, Yoshida could have drove him in or something. Didn't happen. And so, yeah, that was frustrating. He was awesome. Like, obviously, it's, you know, the classic, you know, tip your cap and all that nonsense.
No, but
again, also the ineptitude of the offense stands out.
The ineptitude of the offense, I gave you the numbers earlier. I can read them again, but they were brutal all series. The defense was even worse somehow last night.
Yeah.
But that does put, again, under a microscope how you let game two get away.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Cora was real aggressive in game two and not last night. And just all of that to me is odd how that doesn't quite align. But he'd be lower on my list of people to blame here today, for sure.
If you were going to do the three turds of the series, would you go, and you know how the scale works, three turds is the most turds.
Yeah.
Two, three. I would go, off the top of my head, Kyle Hudson,
top-tier
turd.
So, right, if we're counting,
I'm doing everybody.
If we're counting him, Hudson's
I'm going
there.
Hudson, Duran, Bayo.
Rafaela.
Good one.
Now, Rafaela.
Over Bayo?
Rafaela had the 11-pitch walk in game one.
Yeah.
Which was great.
It was.
I mean, but he had no production and horrible defense. I mean, he was every bit as bad as Duran.
Yeah. Duran was just brutal because he didn't help you in the field, and he did nothing at the plate.
Yeah, I might even say Rafaela was worse than Bale, but whatever.
Okay.
Toss up.
Yeah, similar.
You can submit your three turds.
Yeah.
Submit your turds.
Send them in.
617-779-7937. Maybe the better place to do that, actually, with the emojis is at Jones and Keith.
Oh, no doubt.
At Keith21, at Jones, WEEI. Let's go to the phones. Josh is in Warwick. Get us started today, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to talk about I know Duran just had a rough series during this series, but it felt like the confidence in the Red Sox was just drained from them after game two. Like last night, it just seemed like defense just wasn't communicating, wasn't confident at the plate. They lost their confidence. And obviously, Schlittler having a great game definitely affects that, but you know, I was wishing Duran would just bring the pop that they needed, maybe bring some life into them. You know, we have a group of young guys. It's a big playoff game against a rival, and I was just hoping for something to just spark.
Yeah, look, I
there was no spark.
I like
there was
him.
Nothing there.
I like him more than most. I would have benched him in game two.
Yeah.
So already, I mean, he was on thin ice. I thought he'd come through. I thought that was a good matchup. Turns out none of the lefties were good matchups for Schlittler, is how you say that
name,
caller.
There was nothing there when Duran was at bat where you even thought something was going to happen.
No.
He looked so overmatched.
What was the third at bat? Was that the one where he check swing, struck out, and you're just like,
no,
my word.
Not only did he check swing, strike out, but he was actually like getting out of the way. It was like somebody who's never played before, and they're afraid they're going to get hit, but also let me swing at it. Because I was like, my first thought was, how can you swing at a pitch when you're getting out of the way? And then they showed the replay. I'm like, oh, he did swing. He did swing.
I was like, that's garbage. Yeah. And then they showed the replay. I'm like, he definitely went.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. For a guy who was an all-star in the league, he is trying to get out of the way, but is also like, well, let me take a hack.
So I
terrible.
I think he's probably a goner this offseason.
He's long gone.
We'll get more into that.
Problem is his value's in the toilet.
That's what I was just going to say. He's probably gone. But
he's like a throw-in now.
What are you getting for him?
You're not getting much.
Mark is in Medford. He is a newly discovered
Yankee
he's a Yankee fan. Yep, so, Mark, go ahead.
Well, talk about a bad time to slip down your leg. But I guess Schlitt happens.
Watch
your
family.
Any more of these?
But I have to say, guys, I did not expect a record-setting performance from Cam Schlittler last night. I mean, in the eighth inning, guys, he was still hitting 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, no, we watched Mark.
Yeah, we got it.
That was amazing to see. But fundamentals on the Red Sox side,
poor.
What happened?
Yeah, not great. Not
really tied it all together there.
Yeah, let's if we could clip that, Nick. You'd probably use that on Monday.
Yeah, add it to the folder.
Yeah, add that if you could.
No, that was devastating. Now, there is the truth that, all right, even if Nathaniel Lowe picks it clean and turns two, all right, you lose 2-0.
Right,
you lose 2-0 instead of 4-0.
I mean, it felt
like they weren't going to score a run last night. The offense was so bad.
No,
the defense was also bad.
It felt
the defense was the biggest issue, or was a bigger issue than the pitching. Let's say, right? Like, I think what Connolly early did, and then some of the other guys that they brought in there. Slayton was fine. Mats was fine. Weissert. Although I don't know why Weissert tried to help Ryan McMahon when Ryan McMahon flew into the dugout.
I actually didn't notice that on the initial
tried to
play.
Help him.
I was just so mad when
obnoxious.
He caught it. And then, yeah, Weissert's trying to catch him. It's like, dude, let him drop.
I'll save you.
If he dies, he dies. Like,
also,
let him drop.
Once it goes into the dugout, shouldn't you be batting the ball away?
Yes.
Make a play on it yourself.
Yeah. I mean, so again, like,
anyway.
Would any of these things change the outcome?
No,
probably not.
You would have lost 1-0 somehow, some way anyway.
Since Mark was working his material there.
Yeah.
What was the headline in the Post? Was it Schlitt happens? Oh,
no,
holy
Schlitt. Holy Schlitt.
They should have, as a...
Watch your profanity. I know. We're all around it.
As an homage to Hogdale, they should have gone with Eat.
Correct.
Schlitt. As an homage to our poor, precious Hogdale.
Have you checked in on Hogdale?
I haven't. I thought about sending him a message, but I have not.
That's going to be a long flight back to Iowa for him.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
He's got a Pats game to call on Sunday, though.
Back to the pen, Hog. He does. It's Pat
Let's
season.
Go.
It's Pat season is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Turn the page.
617-779-7937. More of your phone calls here on the game last night. More big picture stuff with the Red Sox. Was this season a success? We can get into that. Very much a debate.
No.
Also, what's in store for the Red Sox this offseason? I think we all agree. Duran probably gone. What about Alex Bregman? We'll get into all of that. But... let's go in a top five Friday. Let's do the top five most hated all time Yankees, which I think is cathartic today because there's a lot of options. Top five Friday next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Top 5 Friday, Jones and Keefe, every Friday, 10:45. Today, we'll be counting down the top 5 most hated all-time Yankees.
Now, this list could be top 105.
Oh, there's so many.
There's
options.
So many to choose from. Also, if you ask me tomorrow, I could have 5 different guys on this list. There's a lot of them that I think deserve recognition, but I was able to narrow it down to 5.
Well, and find out if any current Yankees have skyrocketed onto the list.
They could, the couple guys.
We're ranking at this point in time, so they're in play. You could really hate some individuals right now.
You could take 5 guys from the game last night if you really want to.
You could.
Yeah.
I did not.
I did not either.
But you could.
Yeah.
So this was something we discussed, I guess, was it yesterday? That feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
But it came up organically, all the hated Yankees and how the rivalry was back,
yeah.
And it's
yeah,
good
yeah.
to hate them again,
yep.
Even though you lost to them. It's good to hate them again. So the top 5 most hated all-time Yankees. You want me to go first here, Keith?
Go ahead.
Down?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
Number
5.
Let's start at number 5. Jabba Chamberlain.
Good one.
This is a moment in time. I forgot how short the peak was. And
burned hot.
I felt like he was there earlier. His first year was 07. That's when the midges happened. I thought he was there
that
earlier
was his
than
first
that.
First year?
Yeah, I think when I was double checking it today.
Profanity.
But he when all the bugs attached him, earmuffs, Andy. All the bugs attacked him in Cleveland.
That was amazing.
The one thing that went wrong in Cleveland in your experience there.
That's it.
We were cheering like that. Jabba Chamberlain was very hateable at the time.
Yep.
So he's number five on my list.
Number four.
Clu Hayward from Major League.
You hated Clu Hayward?
Very, very. Well, you were rooting for the Indians. I mean, that's what they were called then.
Careful, Jones.
They're now the Guardians. They were called the Indians.
Watch your profanity.
So
Clu Hayward, I wasn't a fan of. You liked him?
No, I didn't like him, but you got to respect him. He did a hit for the Triple Crown.
Okay, well, there's a lot of Yankees you have to respect on the other side that I still don't like.
That's true. You can hate all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't realize that was out of bounds.
Clu Hayward is fourth?
Clu Hayward.
Haywood?
Is fourth on my, this is my list.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Coming in at number third.
Thank you. I was going to say, what's next? Thank you, Courtney. Scott Brosius. Hated Scott Brosius. Yeah. I thought he was honestly a better player. One-time All-Star,
Stinks.
Gold Glover. Yeah,
I'm shocked he was a one-time All-Star.
Maybe hate him even more. Going back, I'm like, boy, I hate him even more. I also thought he had better postseason numbers. Maybe it was just against the Red Sox where it felt like he was constantly coming through. But yeah, I hated.
Do you know what his thing was?
I hated Scott Brosius.
He was good at one thing besides having people hate him. The barehanded play down the line. He was so good at that. He was better like without a glove than with a glove. And it was so infuriating because every time they hit like a little like bleeder down the third base, you're like, they might be able to beat this out. And, like, he made every play.
No chance.
Yeah.
So that is number three.
Number two.
Okay, Benedict Arnold. This was a revolutionary.
Benedict Arnold is number two?
A revolutionary war. He has a good argument to be number one, Keith.
Yeah.
Revolutionary war hero for us Yanks.
Famously a traitor.
And turn his back on his country.
The biggest traitor.
And so, I mean, that makes him very hated, but not the most hated.
Mm. Number
one.
Paul O'Neill. Couldn't stand him. Paul O'Neill's
number one.
Worse than Benedict Arnold, Clu Hayward.
Yeah.
Really anyone.
Okay.
Paul O'Neill did have a batting title.
I thought I was afraid you were going to go George Washington there for a moment.
No, no,
getting
no.
Real political.
Well, yeah. That was a founding father, Keith.
Mm.
Didn't turn his back on the country.
Yeah.
Maybe you might want to check the updates on that.
Maybe
made some questionable choices.
You may want to update your Wikipedia.
But I don't know if it was as bad as Benedict Arnold.
All right.
But okay, Paul O'Neill checking in at number one most hated all-time Yankee. Good Keith?
List. Number
five.
Growing Aaron Boone. Now, at one point in time, he might have been number one. And then the fact that they won the very next year maybe lessened it a little bit. But the amount of hatred you had for him in 03 deserves a spot on this list. Plus, now he's a hateable manager. So it's all kind of tied up into one. So I have Aaron Boone at number five.
Hmm. Number
four.
Jorge Posada.
Ooh.
Sorry, Bill. I know you love Jorge Posada. Couldn't stand him. He had a lot of big hits, which is frustrating.
Yep.
His ears stuck out like Dumbo. The guy could fly away
stupid
on you.
Stupid face, yeah.
And he was a part of 1,000 good winning teams. So Jorge Posada, number four.
Coming in at number third.
Jeff Nelson. Couldn't stand Jeff Nelson. He'd come in out of the pen. He'd throw heat. He was like a seventh inning guy. So you probably shouldn't hate him as much as you do. But he was really good. Jeff Nelson came in there.
Mustache?
Brought the smoke. Mustache.
Mustache, yeah.
Mustaches were allowed.
Yeah.
Couldn't have a goatee.
No.
Couldn't have a tickler.
No.
Couldn't have long sideburns, but
nope.
He could have a standard mustache.
Don't even think about a beard.
No, not on my Yankees.
That's for hippies.
What losers. Yeah. Jeff Nelson, three.
Number
two.
Paul O'Neill. I agree with you on Paul O'Neill. The guy never agreed with a single call that went against him, whether it was a strike ball or running down to first base. He was so upset all the time. But that was one of the first real true players I hated growing up.
Number
one,
Derek Jeter. Like, come on. I hate when everybody does the thing around here where they're like, I hated all the Yankees except for Jeter. I respected Jeter. I hated Jeter. Nomar was better than Jeter.
You just said that with Clu Hayward. You're like, didn't you have to respect him?
Well, hey, Jeter never hit for the Triple Crown.
No, he didn't hit
Jeter's
for the Triple
overrated,
Crown.
Too. And
that's
everyone's
fine.
Like, Jeter's the greatest player ever. He wasn't even the best shortstop on his own team. Wasn't the best shortstop in his division. So I don't like Derek Jeter. A lot of it's the coverage of Derek Jeter.
Yeah, I get that.
People are like, oh, he's the best, he's the best, he's the best. Remember that time he dove in the crowd? Like, yeah.
That McMahon catch last night was better than the Jeter
Correct.
One.
100% better.
If Weiser didn't save his life, McMahon would have died.
McMahon for an out, for one single out, almost killed himself.
Yeah.
So, no, Jeter, give me none of this, like, oh, I hated the Yankees except for Jeter. No, I hated the Yankees mostly because of Jeter.
I think Jeter, Posada, Was there another
Gina Posada, Boone were all on that team.
No, but I'm saying, I'm sorry. Those were a few omissions on my list.
Jason Giambi, I considered.
That's a good one. One we got texted yesterday that I added to my list because of it was Nick Swisher. That's
Swisher's
a good one.
I thought about Roger Maris.
No current Yankees.
No, I don't think they have anybody that goes to that degree, honestly.
I put Schlittler in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, enough already.
Yeah.
But I left him off the
list. I considered Johnny Damon.
Good one.
I considered...
Text line said Benedict Arnold, a.k.a. Johnny Damon.
Yeah. I would say Ellsbury, but nobody really cared enough. No, like, hating cared. Means you care. I didn't care enough about Ellsbury. Yeah, that's pretty good list. Anybody else? Pettit? I didn't like Pettit.
We said Pettit yesterday. That wasn't one that was on my personal list.
Joe DiMaggio.
I kind of thought you would have Cruz on there because of how heated you were at Cruz.
I feel like
that's dissipated now after they got knocked out.
Yeah.
I was angrier at Cruz yesterday.
And it's singular moment for a guy that's not that good.
Correct.
If the guys on my list were better.
Right. Like next year, Red Sox, Yankees, he's probably on the Yankees, but I wouldn't be shocked if he wasn't.
No, right.
You might never hear from that guy.
And then
again.
You might never say his name again.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. There you go. Top five most hated all-time Yankees. That'll be up shortly. At Jones and Keefe, you can weigh in with all of your most hated Yankees. 617-779.
Ooh, Jim Leyritz.
793-7. That is a good one.
Kareem Garcia.
Oh, we brought up Kareem Garcia yesterday.
So, honestly,
Jim Leyritz is a good one.
I know a lot of people mention A-Rod, but I didn't really hate him. Believe it or not, didn't hate him. I know he's very hateable, but I personally didn't hate him.
Well, I did in 04.
Well, yeah, I hated the whole team.
But this is what I'm saying. But looking back on it, that's honestly how I feel about Jeter, too. If you asked me this in 2003, I'd be like, oh, my God, Jeter. Now I'm like, doesn't really even bother me that much anymore. Hmm. Same thing with Aaron Boone.
But like Benedict Arnold still bothers you now?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, Keith.
That was a long time. It was even longer ago.
Yeah, but it was a much more egregious offense. Red Sox have won since then.
Red Sox
have beaten them a whole bunch since then, aside from last night. So I feel like some of that is just, I'm not as
bad. A-Rod would have taken less money to play here. The league wouldn't allow it.
It's true.
Yeah.
Mo Rivera is one that shouldn't be on the list. That is the definition of a Yankee you gotta respect. 617-779-7937. Weigh in with those. I asked the question earlier. I think I heard Raffy already answer this. Was this year a success for the Red Sox? We can get into it, and we'll also get into some offseason decisions. I think most of us have made our decision already on Jaren Duran. What about Bregman? We'll get into all of it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.